Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. So glad that each one of you joined us today for the program. My name's Pastor Kevin Radlin with Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. We are located right over by Audubon Elementary School at 1250 North Banana River Drive, and we would like to take an opportunity to invite you to one of our church services any Sunday morning at 8:30, 10:30 a.m. Hope that you would maybe choose to come pay us a visit and join us. We've been having a great time of fellowship here at Lighthouse. There's a lot going on around the church. We're doing Thirsty Thursdays, and we're doing a discipleship night on Thursdays from 6:30 to 8 as well. We'd love to invite you out for that. So come on out and be a part of what's happening at Lighthouse. We just want to welcome you once again to the program. I always like to do the show with a guest. I've got Martita Stanton with me today, one of our regulars here on the program, because she's amazing and does an incredible job at just sharing out of the Word. And we've been in Bible college together, Martita, for years. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me here. I love being here. Yeah. I love talking about the Lord.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, it's so much harder to do practical application on the radio. You know, on Thursday nights, we've been really having a good time just teaching people how to pray right, how to, you know, just stand in the right positions with the Lord and His Word.
And learn about the Word and make it practical.
Yes.
Make it real. How do I read the Bible and apply it to today?
Exactly.
To my life today. It's not just a book.
Yeah.
It's somebody, it's a guide to transform your life.
Yeah, it's effective for today.
Amen.
Everything in there is valuable to us in our lives that we're living right now. And those of you who are listening today, we hope you enjoy and get something out of today's topic. And you brought the topic again, but I love this topic, Martita. And the topic is this: the choices that you make today are going to affect your tomorrow.
Ooh. Yes. Either way, good or bad.
Good or bad.
But they will affect your tomorrow.
So what choices are we making in life? Let's start there. I mean, there are thousands of choices that we make every day of our lives.
Oh my gosh.
Each one of those choices is going to take us somewhere. It's going to move us in a direction. It's going to capture our hearts. It's going to capture our bodies. It's going to show us, you know, good things or bad things in the world.
It starts the moment you open your eyes.
Yeah.
The first decision is,
I'm going to open my eyes.
But am I going to get up from bed?
Right.
And am I going to get up from bed?
It's a no for me.
Yeah. The bed calls, yes. And then what attitude am I going to get up with?
Right.
So that's the first decision that we start, and it doesn't stop until we go back to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, I like, when I was thinking about this, I'm just going to be real.
Transparent. Uh-oh.
Let's go physically, just as this.
Okay.
For me to pick a peanut butter chocolate milkshake from Steak and Shake.
Oh, come okay? on, man.
Versus
a
fruity or a healthy blueberry oatmeal coconut milk smoothie that I can make at home. I will save money. Okay. It's a lot healthier. So that's a choice that I have to make.
But I have to clean up after it and everything. Yeah. They're not going to hand it to me through the window.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Already made.
So there's a battle right there.
So the battle
the
starts
issue,
right there.
Do we even want to discuss,
I know,
the fact that, you know, the peanut butter chocolate milkshake is going to make me, you know,
1,000 calories
in my life as I keep continuing to drink them, that compared to the blueberry oatmeal coconut milk smoothie?
Yeah. But I mean, let's be real. This is physical. And let's go. Last night, I struggle, and I failed in this one. Fried chicken with the French fries.
Oh, come
over
on.
Grilled chicken and veggies. Fried chicken won 100% last night.
These are physical choices of what we eat every day. And what we choose to eat today will affect us tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
I know this for a fact, okay, because my pant size has told me this many different times. How about the no exercise choice?
Oh my gosh, yes.
You know, what are you going to exercise? Yes. Are you not going to exercise? Because I can run, know, I'm so busy. Oh, I just don't have time. Well, maybe you need to make time.
So does, Kevin.
Hey,
so does.
Hey, no, let's just keep moving.
Versus drinking water.
Drinker over there while I'm having my Coke Zero at the moment.
But, you know, let's be real. It's not only weight, but it's the body. This is the temple of the body, the temple of the Lord. Okay? And we need to take care of this temple so we can fulfill our purpose.
Sure.
And it takes responsibility. So those choices, you know, because there's people that can eat anything. My kids can eat whatever they want.
They
don't gain a
metabolism of heaven.
Yes. But you know what? I know my daughter will eat some things and she goes, Mom, I just don't feel good.
Right. And you're like, well, you just ate all that candy. What do you expect?
Exactly. Or don't eat at all.
Right. That's true.
Because there's the people that don't eat. So let's be real. We have to make the choices that will affect us, our tomorrow, and how we function, how we think, how we act.
Sure.
And that's just physically. Let's go to the emotional part of it.
Emotionally, like, oh, how about this one? Unforgiveness versus forgiveness. Ooh, are you going to choose
to
forgive people, or are you going to stay bitter? If you choose to stay bitter and live your life in unforgiveness, it can actually affect you. Let's go back to physically.
Yes.
I've seen people affected physically by emotional distress that can be caused by bad choices in their forgiveness realm of life.
We're in bondage. When we do not forgive, we are in bondage. We're giving that other person control over our lives.
Right.
When we forgive, we break that bondage and we're set free.
Sure.
How about our attitudes?
Right. Oh. We're coming for you guys. You ready? How about just being disrespectful and dishonoring to people versus being respectful and honoring?
Exactly.
I see so many people driving and they just are so disrespectful and dishonoring to the other people on the road. It's not that hard to be respectful. And we've all battled it. We've all had that moment where you cut me off or whatever. But if we had an attitude where we were honoring people and going, well, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's say maybe you had, you know, a reason for cutting me off.
That just takes forgiveness.
Right. Okay.
But
I hear you.
Let's go to Walmart.
Okay.
And talk to the guy in front of the, you know, on the front door. Let's talk with
the
respect
greeter.
And honor. Yes.
Right.
Or the cashiers, wherever we go, and treat them with
servers,
honor and respect.
Servers, waitresses.
Exactly. Be
That's nice.
Spiritually.
You know, be nice. I like that. Hold on. We can't go past being grouchy and mean.
Okay. Very true.
Some people are just, they're grouchy.
Yes.
And they're mean when it's...
There's no reason.
You know, you can be friendly.
Yes.
And I've done it. I've been grouchy. I'm not the overall grouchy person. But I can get grouchy just like anybody, and I've crossed lines and had to apologize to people and stuff. But
and
when you have a decision in your life to be, I'm going to be grouchy and mean today, don't be surprised if people don't want to hang around you tomorrow.
That's right.
They will affect your tomorrow. People are going to go, I don't want to hang around them. They're grouchy and mean all the time.
Yes. Or people that are always depressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they go, nobody wants to hang out with me.
Right.
Well, whatever you are, you're going to put that into the other person.
Sure.
And if you're happy and joyful and walking with the Lord and that atmosphere flows through you, people are going to want to be around you.
Absolutely.
Because
so that's
makes
more
them
of
feel
the positive
better.
Side.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's the choices that we make.
So what about spiritually? Let's try to tie it in spiritually and then, you know, let's really lay the foundation for this thing. So spiritually, you know, how many of you out there watch horror movies? Yeah. Versus maybe watching a faith-based movie instead, you know, and then you wonder why you have fear in your life, why you have
nightmares
and things, because you're opening spiritual doors
exactly
in your life for the enemy to come in like a flood and actually create problems in your imagination, and you know it breeds fear.
If you don't believe us, put it to the test.
Yeah,
watch a horror movie one night and watch a faith movie the next night and tell me how you sleep that night.
Right.
It's true. It totally changes.
You know, I've always found with the horror movies, and I've watched a few. I don't watch them anymore, but I have in my life watched horror movies. And a lot of people are like, oh, it's all the technicality. Look how they made that look so real and this and that. And no, it's murder, you know, it's killing, it's blood, it's sacrifice, it's the enemy's camp. Horror movies. And
we're opening the door.
My son, one time, I was like, hey, go take the trash out. You know, he's like, can I just do it in the morning? I'm like, no, go take it out. He's like, you know, I don't know. You know, he's goes out and I see him, he grabs the can and he's like, wah! He runs as fast as he can, drops that can and runs all the way back to the house. I'm like, dude, what was up with that?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I was just, you know, making sure that nothing was going to get me. Yeah. While I was out there, I says, well, what would make you think something's going to get you? It's like watching horror movies.
Yeah.
You know, he's walking halfway down the driveway and he's hearing cha, 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 cha. Oh, 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 oh. You know, and he's like running and he's, it's just crazy that people are putting this stuff in and then they're wondering why they have fear and anxiety and all these issues. Because you're programming yourself and the choices that you're making today are going to affect you in your tomorrow.
Yes. How about music?
Ooh.
Let's go to music.
All right.
And we're talking because some people say, oh, you need to listen to the old time music because they're better. No, I've listened to
some of that old time music isn't that great either.
The lyrics. Listen to the words.
What is going in?
And then exactly what you're saying, you take it in and now I'm speaking it because I'm singing it.
Sure.
So now I'm decreeing what I'm saying.
And the Bible says faith comes by hearing. So now I'm singing these lyrics and I'm hearing myself sing them. And now I'm having actual faith in negative things over my life.
That's right.
It affects my tomorrow because of that.
So let's go right now to Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are the power of the tongue.
That's so good.
And those who love it will eat its fruit.
Ooh.
It comes in music too. People say, oh, but I'm not saying that. You're singing it. You're singing it. I remember years ago, I had a neighbor. He was around 15 years old, and I was hanging the clothes. That's when I had hanging the clothes outside to dry. And I started, he was singing this song. And he was welcoming Satan to come into his life. That was
in the song.
Yes.
No
that's
way.
What I was he was singing. So
he
I
didn't even know it really. He's just singing along.
Exactly. And then he played it again. And he was singing it. And I thought, oh my gosh, this kid has no idea what he's doing.
Right.
The power of the tongue is powerful.
Sure. I mean, think about just even what you speak over your own life. The choices that you are making by allowing things like, oh, you know, like phrases like, oh, it's killing me.
Yes.
That's killing me. I can't believe this. Or, you know, I mean, just, I can't believe this. Give me a couple more.
I hear people say, if that person does this, I'm going to be angry.
Yes.
Well, you already set yourself up to be angry.
Sure. And you wonder why you're an angry person.
Yes. Oh, if this doesn't go my way, I'm not going to accept it. I'm going to be mad. And that gives me a headache.
Right.
We're speaking that over ourselves.
Yeah.
And we don't realize the power and authority that those words have.
They have way more power than we think. You know, every decision that we make, Martita, it will affect our tomorrow. Our computer choices are going to affect our tomorrow. People choices, who are you going to be friends with? Who are you going to hang around? What are you going to do in your life? Where are you going to go? How are you going to live? The choices that you're making, monetary decisions, you know, are you going to save? Are you going to spend everything you make? You know, how about
education?
Amazon, shopping,
oh my
education. Gosh. Hold on, go back to education.
Education. Do I want to go and learn or not. Right. Like right now, you were talking about Thursday nights.
Yeah.
Do you really want to learn the Word of God and how you can apply it to your life? A place that you can ask questions and talk to other people and learn?
Yeah.
Come Thursday
Make
night.
Make a choice.
Yes.
To come on Thursday nights, and it will change who you become.
Oh, it will transform your life.
In your future. As you begin to learn and know the Word of God. What about our shopping choices?
Oh, my gosh.
You go on Amazon, you're buying everything, doing
the TV channels.
You know, what are the
that you can buy all this stuff
that they're sending us? You know, the lust-filled ads, the
yes.
desires. The world is sharing with us this desire for wealth and riches and popularity. And it's really selling us a lot of things that it's causing us to make choices in our life to try to be something that maybe we're not even supposed to be. That's just this false picture of someone that we need to be. So here's the foundation of everything that I think we need to talk about today is we should consider, think, and take more time to make our decisions.
Exactly. You know, if you want something, say, okay, I'm going to wait a month and wait in a month and see if I still want that.
Right.
Okay. Or somebody says, hey, I need you to help me with this. Would you do this with me? And then you throw the yes right away. And then you go, my gosh, I don't have time. Stop and think.
Right. Or it's okay to say no and yes. tell somebody, I'm just too busy. I'm so sorry, but I can't.
I need to pray about this.
Right.
And know if that's what
I'll
the Lord wants me to know. Take the time.
I'm a yes guy. I fall into that category a lot.
And we have to learn to do that. But the most important decision of our life.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Is hearing the message of salvation and believing what we have to make that decision.
Yeah. Just taking the time to decide that I'm going to live my life for Jesus.
Because right? we don't know if I have tomorrow.
Well, I always say it this way, not deciding is deciding.
Exactly.
You know, and, you know, we don't know if we will be alive for the next minute, honestly. You know, you hear of people just sitting somewhere and just, they're gone.
So the biggest decision that we all need to make is to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
That's so good.
So I'm going to encourage you, if you have not made that decision,
right
now is the time to do it.
And that choice that you're willing to make to give Jesus your life today will change every tomorrow
oh my God.
Of your life.
For the better.
For the better.
You have eternal life. You have a relationship with the Father. You have healing. You have peace. You become the head and not the tail. The blood of Jesus wipes out every sin in your life.
Yeah.
It is total transformation.
Yeah, that's when the transformation begins. You're completely forgiven, and eternal life with Jesus begins. You know, a lot of people think, oh, I give my life to Jesus, I'm going to get eternal life. No,
yeah.
The moment you accept Jesus and make that choice, you enter into eternal life. Now, you still live the rest of your life here, but you're a dual citizen of heaven and earth. You are actually operating in eternal life now because
yes.
Jesus is eternal. He is eternity. He is everything that
and
we need.
And we are a spirit, and that spirit will live forever. Now, when we die, our body dies, but our soul and our spirit go straight to heaven.
Absolutely.
So that's the next thing. So we know now that spirit is completely whole, but the mind needs to be transformed. So let's go to Romans 12:2, where it says, don't copy the behavior and customs of the world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect.
Wow, that's amazing.
The way to do this. You need to read the word. You need to meditate on it, study on it, talk to people about it, you know, share with other people, get like-minded people
yeah.
to See, grow.
The bottom line is this. The world wants you to make its decisions.
Yes.
There is a pattern and a plan that Satan has put in place in the world, and he's advertising to you, he's marketing to you, he's pushing his agenda all over you in your life, and he's saying, make my decisions, make my choices, because the Bible says that the thief, Satan himself, comes to steal, kill, and destroy Okay, so why is he trying to get you to make his decisions? Oh, just party. It'll be a great time. You'll have so much fun. Now he's bound you into addiction, and your future now from the choice you made to party today has brought you to a life of addiction tomorrow.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it all snowballs into this whole destructive pattern that Satan wants to develop into your life. But here's the deal. God wants us to make his decisions as well. And we can't know what those are unless we make a decision to read his word. Yeah. Unless we make a decision to pray.
Yes.
If we make a decision to have a relationship with God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then in that, we will find that through that relationship, our tomorrow will be amazingly affected.
And let me tell you, you get drunk in the spirit, you have the best time ever, and there's no hangover afterwards.
That's right.
It is amazing.
Sure.
The life of a Christian, it's amazing. It's fun. It has adventure. It has new beginnings every day. I'm telling you, it is worth it.
Yeah, the choices that you make today, everybody, are going to affect your tomorrow. They're going to affect you. And, you know, I mean, we have got so many things coming at us. It's overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
None of it. We're not going to argue with you guys that it's hard to navigate.
Oh, I understand.
It's hard to pull through and figure out everything that's coming at you and make all the right decisions that God would have you to make. But you know what? God is faithful in all those decisions that you make. If you make the wrong one, he's faithful. He's going to forgive you. He's going to work with you. He's going to help nudge you. You know, that's why we have the Holy Spirit in our life. He is our helper. He's our comforter. He's going to give us the right choices to make if we will listen to him. See, we have a free will. We can do whatever we want, and we can go make any decision we want to make. But if we will listen to God, you know, resist the devil, he says he will flee us, and we can make the right decisions in life.
Where is your focus on?
Yeah.
What are you looking at? Because whatever your mind is focused on, that's the direction you're going to head.
Yeah. So, guys, we hope you're enjoying the program today. We're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back here at Turn the Light On.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. We know he's coming back. We know he's coming back. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Yeah. Joyful. Today. Attention young adults. On August 20th at 6:30, Launch Young Adult Ministry will be starting. And you don't want to miss out. There's going to be food, fun, and fellowship, so come on out. As we get you ignited to launch you into where God wants you to be. This is going to be located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in the Double Bubble Building. So come on out and get ready to be launched. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website at rlighthouse.net or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministry.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Man, Martita, it has been so good today. We've been talking about the choices that you make today will affect your tomorrow.
It is amazing.
And the Word of God is full of examples of this.
So I'm going to start with Romans 12:1.
Okay.
And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship God. So here, good. Make the decision to say, Lord, I'm going to worship you with my body.
Right.
And that helps you make different choices in your life.
Well, as believers, we're held to that higher standard, I believe, not to earn a higher position or to earn our salvation or love from God, but just because of who we are.
That's right.
We need to be making the God decisions as believers in our life.
And understand that we are the righteousness of God. We are holy, and therefore, let's act as we are.
Sure.
Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 4:3-8. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in a passionate lust like the pagans who do not know God. And that is this matter, no one should wrong or take advantage of a brother or sister. Look, we need to honor and respect everybody. Everybody should be our honor. You know, treat everybody as your brother and sister.
Absolutely. And avoid sexual immorality.
Exactly. It's simple.
That's a choice you can make. You can be like, if I'm going to have a sex life, then I need to be married.
That's right. If not, be like Joseph. If you need to run.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes, but do it unto the Lord. John 15:3, you have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you.
Yeah.
When we read the word, we're purified, we're changed, we're transformed, and we
Absolutely.
Can walk this through.
That is so good, guys. We hope that you're enjoying the program today. It's not always enjoyable to hear the truth, but it is enjoyable to be able to change your tomorrow by making better choices today. All we're saying is look at the choices that you're making in your life and begin to apply the Word of God to them and make the decisions that God would have you to make.
That's right.
Avoid the world's decisions. The world is taking you for a ride. It's lying to you, and it's setting you up for failure. If you trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, the Bible says He will direct your path.
Amen.
Make good choices
today.
Each and every one of you today.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed the program. Thanks again for turning the light on. It's Kevin and Martita. Have a blessed day.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.